First, a look across the headlines of the day. Sarah Martin joins me in the studio. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Annie. Just quickly, let's look at COVID statistics across the world. 137 million reported cases and 2.96 million deaths. Here in Australia, we're at 29,437 cases. That's up 18 in the last 24 hours, all in Medi hotels, and there's no new deaths. Following another day of no community transmitted cases, Queensland's coronavirus restrictions will lift earlier than expected. From 6 a.m. on Thursday, 15th of April, restrictions on hospitals, aged care centres, prisons and disability accommodation will lift, and it won't be mandatory to wear masks, although people are encouraged to wear them in crowded spaces.
And the Prime Minister's making announcements about the vaccine rollout?
Yes, Scott Morrison says he's aiming to complete the program before the end of the year. In a press conference today, he said mass AstraZeneca vaccination clinics could be set up for people aged 50 to 70 within a few months, and the same approach may be taken for younger people once more Pfizer doses arrive towards the end of the year. He will be meeting with National Cabinet twice weekly for as long as needed to resolve the vaccine issues.
He's also weighed in on the allegations that he bullied Australia Post head Christine Holgate at that same press conference.
Ms. Holgate got fired for gifting four senior executives Cartier watches and told a Senate inquiry yesterday that she believed she was forced to stand aside because the Prime Minister had instructed it. The Prime Minister said he did not intend to offend Ms. Holgate, but stopped short of apologising for the comments, reiterating that he didn't think it was appropriate for a taxpayer organisation to give out the watches.
And meanwhile, in Western Australia, residents on the coast are surveying the damage after tropical cyclone Saroya.
It's not good. The towns of Kalbarri and Northampton, located about 700 kilometres north of Perth, were hit hard by the cyclone. And reports show about 70% of buildings in Kalbarri were damaged as the winds reached up to 170 kilometres an hour. A clean-up effort has started, but Master Builders WA have indicated cyclone victims could be facing a two-year wait to rebuild amid labour and materials shortages across the country.
Mm. And in the Pacific, Samoans are waiting to find out if their government will change for the first time in nearly 40 years.
Yes, citizens of the Pacific Island went to the polls last Friday and final counting is still underway, but preliminary results have the two major political parties tied with 25 seats each. For nearly four decades, Samoa has effectively been a one-party state with no opposition in parliament in the past five-year term. The Human Rights Protection Party has held 46 of 50 seats in that time. In contrast, the opposition FAST Party, led by the country's former deputy prime minister, has only existed for 6 months. The FAST Party has led a strong campaign based on traditional values and returning to a more Christian way of life. The balance of power is in the hands of independent candidate Tuala Yosefo Panifiso, who is waiting for an official result and consulting with elders before declaring which party he will support. Tuala has previously indicated he would join the FAST party if he were elected.